The City of Kirkwood Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Wednesday, March 20, 2024, is now in session. Welcome, everyone. Let the record show that six of our nine commissioners are present. Commissioner Eagleton might show up, not sure. But Commissioners Salzer-Lutz, Coulson, and Eagleton are absent, and their absence is excused. Okay, Commissioners, after review of the February 21, 2024 minutes, are there any edits or revisions?
Did you work it out? Whatever that issue was, you worked it out, so there's no issues.
Well, that was something else.
All right.
So seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the February 21, 2024 minutes?
So moved.
All right, Commissioner Finer, do I have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Scott, all in favor, raise your right hand. All opposed, raise your right hand. Abstention? Abstaining, okay. That would be one. All right, we have no unfinished business or new business this evening, so we will go to commission staff internal items, and we have PZ-12-24, staff-initiated zoning code text amendment, personal and commercial services, restaurant and retail business, use-specific standards, and B1 for hours of operation.
Okay. And Sandy, do you need an update on this, or since you weren't here?
No, I mean, I read through everything.
Okay. No, you're fine. So the proposal, and I'm just going to show you what it looks like in the code, is to change, at least from what we talked about last time, personal and commercial services to permitted with standards and a special use, because you had inquired whether there was a way, if someone wanted to change the hours from the 7 to 11 that they're restricted to expand that. We did talk with the city attorney, and he was in favor of adding just the line, said hours of operation may be extended through approval of a special use permit. But then at the time we were meeting with him, he also inquired whether that would be something that would be changed to allow both restaurants and retail uses to have that same opportunity. So that's what we're presenting to you tonight. So the one change would be in the B1 district for personal and commercial services, establishments shall not operate between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. with that, you know, the extension through a special use permit. And then also to put that same language in the use-specific standards for a restaurant and for retail business. And if you looked at it online versus what I've given you tonight, I did make a mistake that these use-specific standards are not the same. And the restaurant, it's the tenant space and then the hours, but in the retail business, it's the hours and then the tenant space, so.
So in this case, if a gym was to go in, they would then be slowed down by 2 months going through planning and zoning and city to get approval to open at 5.
Correct. They could open at 7, but if they wanted to expand, I mean, that'd be at their own risk if they wanted to, open up.
If they want to mirror the Y.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And they may or may not get it.
Right.
I'm just saying, to think back to Steve Miskell, that's probably going to turn a gym off. You know, there's too many other places I could be. You know, they're probably going to locate somewhere else. But I'm just thinking through.
I'm not sure he owns any in the B1, but yeah.
But he was just whatever that thing was with industrial spaces.
Right. Yeah, and as a reminder, this is only in the B1 district, which is, when I think I had that map still, which is just limited areas in the city. There's, most of them are over off of Woodbine, actually, the largest.
And Amy, there's no way of fast-tracking something like that, is there? You just have to go through the standard.
You have to go through the special use permit process. The only way to fast-track it that gets it fast is if if staff writes a memo and says, you know, we think this is fine, and do you guys want to fast-track this? So yeah, it does take 2 months is probably the minimum it could be, because it's one meeting here and then a month later for the public hearing, and then three meetings at council. Yeah. So, and if that's a concern, you know, if you want to make a, you know, recommend not to change it.
Thinking through it.
Yep.
Anything else for Ms. Lowry?
Good. Yeah, I'm good. I just, you know, I'm kind of on the same line as Ron here because the way I view the Y, I mean, there's residents all around the Y, and they're open at 5 o'clock. I just think it depends on what the purpose of or where they're put into the facility. But that's just me.
Yeah, I don't know. How long has the Y been there? Do we know?
Forever.
Time, so
mm-hmm. Since the beginning of time.
So most people moving in, it's already there, I guess, is the flip side of that.
There in 76 when I moved in.
Okay, there's nothing else.
I did want to just point out one thing, but I did talk to Jim about this beforehand. It does, in the language does say shall not in restaurant, and it says may not in retail, so... I asked for Jim's.
And that is the existing text.
This is the existing text, yes.
You're too concerned about that.
You're not concerned? Okay. I just noticed that today. I was like, why don't we do that?
Okay. If nothing else, well, then staff is requesting a vote consideration tonight on PZ-1224. So do I have a motion to approve the zoning code text amendments regarding personal and commercial services, restaurant and retail business use? Use specific standards in B1 for hours of operation as set forth in the March 20, 2024 memorandum from Ms. Lowry to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
Okay. Second.
Second.
So we have a motion to approve in a second. We'll now open discussion. I can start on my left, Commissioner.
I really have no comments. I've read through it. It would appear to make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Evans?
No further comments.
No comments. I think it's a good workout.
Yeah, I think it's a good resolution, too.
No.
No further comments.
And just to confirm, that would be changes to all three use categories to make them permitted with standards and then special for the hours.
Yeah, I think what we're voting on is the text that you had recommended.
Yeah, I did give you a long text, yes. Okay.
I'll now call for a vote on PZ-12-24 to approve the zoning code text amendments regarding personal and commercial services, restaurant and retail business, use specific standards in B1 for hours of operation set forth in the March 2024 memorandum from Ms. Lowry to Planning and Zoning Commission. All in favor, raise your right hand. All opposed, raise your right hand. That is unanimous. All right.
All right.
You were on to up to City Council.
City Council.
All right.
Thank you.
You can't do City Council for another month.
We'll have to do the first meeting in May. So.
Okay. So then you have some development project updates.
So the Fry Glass has a first reading scheduled tomorrow. There was not much comment at the public hearing, so I don't see any issues with that. The 1956 Westview, the applicant withdrew the application. They decided they're going to take the house down, and so now they're going through staff review because we can approve a two-lot split as long as it meets the zoning code. So they'll have to demolish the house, and then we can approve the subdivision. Other than that, there's not been anything new since last month. If anybody has any particular questions about projects.
You had mentioned last time that you thought we may see an ADU application.
Yes, we have one. So at the April meeting, there'll be an application for an accessory dwelling unit at 740 North Taylor.
So we will meet.
We will meet then.
And that's when?
April. What's the first meeting in April?
Oh, it's a little house in the backyard.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
It comes out the first meeting, first or second meeting in May. So, okay, just.
Yeah, this is the first meeting in April. So it's an accessory dwelling unit. And really, I'm probably just going to write a memo because if they meet, and I don't know why when we redid the zoning code, we were kind of dipping our toe into, do we want ADUs or do we not? This particular ADU meets the standards, so I probably will write a memo, but I don't know if you guys want to do a subcommittee and go out and look at the site. It just...
I could comply
Yeah.
Well, do we have, if it complies, do we have any discretion?
I guess only if, I don't know. Only, I mean, you always have some discretion if you think that the ADU is not going to meet the standards for a special use permit as far as like traffic and noise and all those other things. So that would be the only way, is if you could tie it to those special use permit.
This is a special use?
Yes, it's a special use permit to have an process. Yes, I should have said that for an ADU. Correct.
Amy, what about the suggestion that Kirkwood Road be narrowed to two lanes in the downtown area? You remember how it was supposed to?
I think council came down on that it will be two lanes all the way to Bodley, but there'll be a center turn lane. So that way you can still, I think the concern was getting in and out of Walgreens and Global Foods, and I think that will help with, you know, being able to do that. But in front of the James, they're not going to do anything right now. I think it would just be striped out that lane would go away, but we're not going to be, because there are four lanes, we're not going to be using it for anything right now.
They're seem to be doing work to put a tenant into one of the ground floor James.
So the UMB is moving back. So
UMB is moving back.
Yes.
So they don't have any other tenants lined up.
Not that I know. Well, I think one of the tenants is actually just leasing for office for the apartments.
Okay.
So the third tenant was a restaurant that they were looking for, and we haven't heard anything about that. But so we've been talking with UMB about once they move back in. I think they have 30 or 60 days to remove the temporary bank site and restore the site.
It's a pretty tight time frame.
It's pretty tight, yeah.
Any timeline on the forehands?
No, I mean, they're moving along, so we made them go back to ARB and Landmarks because they expanded the bar area from what it was planned, and the reason why they expanded it is to take in an exterior door. So it was just going to be, you know, a certain area, and then they expanded it 5 feet so that an exterior, a door from the restaurant would be in that bar area.
No, no one should have an objection to expanding the bar.
No, so it's moving along. I don't know what their time frame is.
Go in and get some samples. The product.
I suggest that we do. We have the ability to have meetings elsewhere than here. I think we can have our first PMZ meeting.
You do, as long as you notice it and you allow the public to come.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Well, thank you. So I guess our next meeting is April 3rd, and we do have something up on the agenda for that. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
So approved.
Scott, do I have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Spiner, all in favor, raise your right hand. All opposed, raise your right hand. Okay, it's unanimous.